In today's episode, we are talking about child marriage.
Sweetest have started approaching me for a hand in marriage.
What are you talking about?
In this episode of the drama, a husband tells his wife he wants to marry off their 15-year-old daughter, Susan, and that he already found a suitable suitor for her. Susan runs to her uncle for help, but the uncle also wants a share of the dowry and asks her to go home. The series is produced by Amalna, a South Sudanese cultural organization working in partnership with UN Children's Agency, UNICEF. Luate Joseph John is the executive director of Amalna South Sudan. He says the drama series are targeting specific groups in South Sudan.
Our target audience are the caregivers. So we are talking about parents, we are talking about uncles and of the children, of the girls, and then also the community leaders. So we are talking about the chiefs, we are talking about other community leaders that play a role within the community. And then also we are targeting the children because, you know, some of the child marriage issues not necessarily being done, not being forced.
John says the series encourages the community to take action by portraying the negative aspects of child marriages.
If you're forcing a child to get married, there is a way the child gets like stressed and the child decided to go away. Their children gets to maybe hang themselves. So begin to take a decision that is not, that's not good for the community or for the family.
The producers of the drama Gulala, which means say no in Arabic, says the drama also addresses gender inequalities in communities of South Sudan. UNICEF's program manager for gender, Alexandra Vidoyevich, says 9% of South Sudan girls were married before they turned 15. Vidoyevich says child marriages contribute to the country's high mortality rate.
We hope that these dramas, after they will be aired in most of the radios, and they will be aired at this stage only in English and Arabic, that we will be able to steer a dialogue on gender inequalities and patriarchal values in South Sudan, which actually perpetuate child marriages and limit girls' opportunities for reaching their full potential in life.
Vidoyevich says South Sudanese officials should enforce existing laws on the minimum legal age of marriage and strengthen girls' rights in order to prevent child marriage and prevent gender-based violence. Marielle Makur Akech, a teacher and a catechist at Holy Cross Parish in Yirol, says the dramas teach people how to respect others. He urged the producers to perform the dramas in different languages.
It is teaching people how to be up, how to respect, how to be educated also. Because it is teaching people on many ways, not on only girl-child education or post-marriage or early marriage. It is teaching people also to be up well. Because like attacking people on the way, raping people, revenge killing, tribalism, it is what the community radio is teaching people. It is teaching people to be in peace, not to kill one another.
The first 5 episodes are being broadcasted in English and Arabic on the 35 stations in Juba, Awil, Bentiu, Bor, Malakal, Torit, Wau and other parts of the country. For VOA News, I am Ding Magot in Juba.